Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. An air quality alert remains in effect through Friday morning for much of central and northern Minnesota as thick wildfire smoke continues to spread across the state. The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency says smoke from large wildfires in northeastern Minnesota and Ontario will bring unhealthy air to many communities. Health officials urge everyone, especially children, older adults, and people with heart or lung conditions, to limit time outdoors when air quality worsens. The boundary waters are still being evacuated as wildfires continue to burn in northeastern Minnesota. Superior National Forest Supervisor Tom Hall.
I would say that we're probably in the 90 sort of percentile of people that we have reached. Obviously, I can't guarantee, I'll probably never say 100%, but we're getting further and further towards making sure that everybody knows the risk.
There are currently 17 active wildfires in the region. When air quality alerts are issued, experts say reducing your exposure is the most important step. University of Minnesota Medical School Duluth toxicologist Sarah Locker explains.
If you can limit your exposure, that's the number one thing to do. The EPA recommends that people stay inside, stay indoors during bad air quality events, and I think that's a great place to start.
Locker also recommends using air filtration indoors whenever possible. A packed house of homeowners and HOA property managers attended a town hall meeting in Maple Grove over the new HOA law. The law gives homeowners new protections, including from any case that could be considered a conflict of interest. Republican Senator Eric Lucero recalls a case in Rogers.
If there was roof damage, hail damage, the property management company would not even get competitive bids and instead just hire their own subcontractor, which they themselves obviously ran, and that's a clear conflict of interest and not in the best interest of residents of HOAs.
Parts of the bill took effect right after the legislative session. The majority of the bill begins January 1st. In other headlines, Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison has sued e-cigarette maker Loon, accusing the company of illegally selling flavored vapes that appeal to children. The lawsuit says products with names like Cotton Candy and Blue Razz Slushy violate Minnesota law. Ellison also alleges that Loon falsely suggested its products had FDA approval when they had not been authorized. Governor Walz was briefed on the northern Minnesota wildfires this morning and then extended state assistance for 30 days to the area. This will keep the National Guard active in the region. The governor is also looking ahead at how to help northern Minnesota in the recovery once the fires are contained.
We need to make sure it's recovery and an understanding on this. First and foremost, it's protection of life and property, but we also need to recognize the economic impact to northern Minnesota is going to be felt.
DNR says it's possible the boundary waters could be closed for the rest of the summer. State Patrol is investigating after a Bemidji police squad struck a pedestrian earlier this morning. Police say an officer responding to a previous case just after 1 a.m. hit a 36-year-old person who was reportedly wearing dark clothing and standing in the roadway. The pedestrian was hospitalized with injuries. This is MNN.